All right. Lay back. I'll get the water running. Just sink back into the tub and let the herbs in the air soak into your skin. I keep the water steaming hot. It comes directly from the volcanic aquifer beneath my home. And it's flavored with bay leaf, cinnamon, a touch of crushed cardamom, and pepper. Seasoning? No, sweetie, it's just good for your skin. It, opens your pores. Trust me, I'm a professional. And I didn't exaggerate on the brochure. It is, well, the effects on your virility will be to die for. And just... get a load of the aroma. It's so thick, it almost makes your mouth water. And look, just as it passes your hips, you can see all of the sweat and built-up grime misting away and drifting off in swirls. They'll dissipate and spread through the whole thing. It'll really add to the texture. Oh, I mean in your senses in general. This cleansing combination, along with all the heat, will absorb all the herbs into your body, saturate your muscles with relaxing, calming essence, and leave you able to just feel every inch of your body in every way like you never have before. Don't you just feel truly relaxed? With all that warm, scented broth up to your neck? Just close your eyes and focus on the feelings. In your toes. The flats of your feet. The ankles. The knees. The hips. Waist. Shoulders. Elbows. Every joint, every sore and worn-out part of your body. Feel your hands lose their tension. I'm going to help make your muscles nice and tender. Just follow my instructions. Let your arms fall low. Sink to the bottom. Let your shoulders slump as your head lies back. Lay them however you want. And when I say, open your hands, then close them again. When you open your hands, breathe in. When you close them, breathe out. Alrighty. All relaxed. Good. Now, open. Let it all out. Close. Breathe in the scents. Open. Let the water soak into your muscles. Let the herbs soak into your skin. Close. Let all your worries float away. Let your guard down. Open. You're safe. Close. You feel every part of your body, tender and juicy. Open. You tingle with the heat. So tender. So sensitive. So pleasant. Close. So warm. So happy. So sleepy. You can breathe normally again. You look a little tired. It's all right if you want to sleep. But we just need to finish your treatment first. Just work with me, sweetie. Now, for this next part, I need you to trust me. Oh, it's easy to say you do, honey bun. But trust me, this is a little bit of an odd request. I want you to put your head under, and I'm going to hold you. It'll be an important moment where you just hold your breath and let the sounds of still, bubbling water waft around you. And I'll turn up the heat while we're at it. Are you ready? Okay, then. With me. There we are. Does that feel good? You should feel a little bit loose and numb. Here, let's go again. How are we feeling? Nice and dazed? Good. Once more. There, there. I think you were starting to breathe it in for a moment there. You feel all right, sweetie? A little dazed after all that? The aroma will do that to you. You see, when you're below the surface, you hold your breath. And naturally, the only opening to your system is your nose. So you get plenty of the scent. But when you come up for air, you breathe in hard, which means you automatically take in a huge lungful of all the aromas, which is where my secret ingredient comes in. Do you feel how relaxed your body is? Do you feel how numb you are? Muscle relaxants, baby. Don't worry. It's all part of the process. As is the side effect currently taking place. Down. South. Yes. You feel that. Part of the process. It flavors you. Makes you tender. Oh, nothing. But I'm serious. Sexual release is the best way to finish any relaxing session. After all, what's a massage without a happy ending? Why? Think of that numb feeling. Your cock's the only thing that's still sensitive, isn't it? The only part of you that feels like it can still do anything. Which means... yes. My hand, gliding across the skin of your shaft, ever so gently, is bliss to you. It's all right. You can moan if you like. Like I said, your body is completely relaxed. Completely numb. Every inch of you is dedicated to feeling what's just between your legs. Feel it. The way the warm water seeps into every crack and crevice, even lapping about your head. And your open slit, so warm and tingly. Again, feel free to moan. Even with gentle stimulation like this, your body is full of sounds, keeping you tense and angry and upset. Let them out. Let them out in happy noises that feel how much I'm helping you. That's it. Open mouth. Full throat. You can feel your cock opening up. Warm liquid around its entrance. Almost as if you're going to fill it. That idea almost excites you. The idea of those relaxing, tingling liquids coating your inner walls, making your cock feel so lovely, as if it'd melt right off your body, along with the rest of you. I'm turning up the heat. Just let the steam and the heat fill your lungs, seep into your eyes, your pores opening to let it in. There we go. There we go. You see what I mean, right? Your body is shutting down everything it doesn't need, just to focus on what you want. Just let it all go. As my fingers press firmly into your muscle, tighten and squeeze, up and down, up and down. Pump. 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 Oh, shh. Don't try to talk. You're all right. You're right where you need to be. And if you're going to ask, yes, you can come into the bath. That's the idea. Like I said, it's all about the flavor. Let that numb, empty body that can't move an inch spurt, spurt, spurt into my soup. I told you already, sweetie. You're going to come into my broth and make it taste lovely. That way, when I'm done cooking you in it, it and you are going to have this lovely tangy flavor. So stop resisting and twitching there like a tasty little snack and come for me. Come on. Come for the Witch of the Woods. Just like I told you. A spa day to die for. There it is. There it is. Oh, what a wonderful load. I really do impress myself, my dear. Just look at that. All that seasoning. And some little aphrodisiac potions. Really got you worked up. I mean, what's a witch to do but just lean in and you know, I love this process. Luring in bashful young adventurers off the road. Promising a relaxing, ever-so-needed spa day. And just bathing them in spices. It makes you so tasty to look at. And with a body like that, I know you've just got to be tender after all this. Mwah. Now, I'd tell you to make some room, but as we priorly demonstrated, you can't move. Now, the question in those eyes is, wait, what? She's going to eat me? Oh gods, I need to do something. And you shouldn't bother. Again, paralyzed. No movie. What you should be asking is, why is she getting in with me if she's going to be eating me? That, my delicious little snack, is really very simple. I like how I taste, too. And this broth makes for a sauce. You feel me? Now, you should still be pretty hard if I dosed up all the steam just right. Yeah. Oh, gods. It really is just a win-win with this whole gig. I get a larder full of nicely flavored meat. All the sex-flavored broth I can handle. And I get a good lay-in. You're not too bothered by all this. Right, sweetie? I mean, you're gonna die. And it's really, really gonna hurt, but well, I promise. I'll use every bit of you. You saw all those witchy knicky-knacks on the way in. those aren't fake bones, sweetie. I've been running this whole racket for a while. You're just the latest. Oh, I had a long line of too stressed. Too gullible. good guys. Oh, who get drawn in by a pretty face. And dreams of a happy ending. I mean, what is it with you guys? Do I just look like I have soft hands or something? Or are you just desperate? Well, I suppose you got what you wanted. Just not how you thought. Doesn't matter too much. You get one last good lay. In a relaxing bath. Then you get cooked. Then you get eaten. C'est la vie, sugar. So, hurry up and come again. Deep inside me. So I can push out another load. All flavored and mixed in with my juices. And all that sweat. And all the stress of the outside world. Gimme. Gimme, gimme, gimme. I'm hungry, baby. And you're so tasty. So tasty. So fucking tasty. Come for me. Come for me. Come in me. Come inside. Do it. Finish. Oh, the last good moment of your life. Finish. Come. 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 That was real magic. And I should know. Oh. Oh. Damn. It really is getting scalding in here. I'd love to just ride out the high with you. But your body's gonna start getting used to those relaxants soon. I've already dilly-dallied with this whole thing too much. I think it's about time we got to the fun part. Fun for me. I mean, not for you. For you? Well, let's just say that when I said you were numbed up earlier, it's not gonna be enough to make this pleasant. Now, let's get cooking. Oh. That's... What are... Oh, you've got to be... The boiler's on the fritz again. I am going to go and fix that man thing. You are going to stay here and marinate for a bit. And you're not going to get away. You hear? I better find you still here. Still paralyzed. 'Cause I am not letting you go. Stay. You got it. All right. Good. No unparalyzing. Food. You are food. You are going to die because I am not tracking you down and doing this again. Stay there like a good meat feast.